let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest. Elaine Osling is the 2012 Michigan Nurse of the Year Award winner, and she's on the other end of our line. Elaine, how are you?
Good morning. Fine this morning.
Pretty cool award from the Michigan Nurses Association.
Right. That's actually the State Journal Nurse of the Year, not all of Michigan.
when you heard about this award, what'd you think?
I was awestruck because I didn't even know I was nominated. So when they called and told me, I was shocked.
What makes someone a candidate for Nurse of the Year?
Well, I think someone that probably goes above and beyond and is very passionate about their work. And I've been doing it for 44 years, so I've got lots of time under my belt.
As a McLaren nurse, tell me, what are some of the things that make you so successful that other nurses could pick up a tip or two from?
Boy, I think most nurses are very dedicated, but I know for me, I knew when I was in like eighth grade that I wanted to be a nurse. I've been a caregiver most of my life, and when I discovered hospice nursing or people at the end of their life nursing, then I knew that I was doing exactly what I was meant to do all my life. And I've been doing this now for almost 30 years, and the wonderful thing about it is I'm still as passionate about this kind of nursing as I was 30 years ago, probably more.
Why is that?
Well, I think as we face the end of our life, my slogan has always been, and I didn't originate it, but it's, you know, if I die alone and not comfortable, I have been failed. I don't fail someone if they die, but I do fail them if, you know, their symptoms are not well controlled, and that's what I have made and dedicated my nursing career to doing. And I feel that it's more than, you know, just medications. It's compassion, caring, love, prayers, singing, whatever I need to do to, you know, provide comfort for them, I certainly try to do it.
What's the toughest part of the job?
It's not saying goodbye. Everyone thinks that it's, you know, an awful thing to have to say goodbye. The toughest part is when someone is in distress and it takes us longer than we like to get that symptom under control, because obviously our goal is for them to be peaceful and comfortable for what time they have left. And even one day in distress is one day too many.
How do you prepare someone for that?
For dying?
Yes.
Most people are kind of real. I mean, the younger ones are much harder, but it's a whole team of people. It's not just me. I mean, a hospice team, there's many components, from a chaplain to a social worker to the nurse to volunteers to nurses' aides. We have a music therapist, massage therapist, and many ways. Everyone has a different way of talking about it. They don't always talk to the nurse. They might talk to the musical therapist. I mean, if that speaks to them more than I can. But I would say 99.9% are very reconciled when that day comes and at peace with it. There's a few that never get to that point, but a lot of those have unresolved issues that they've never been able to make restoration for. And there is another dilemma.
Elaine Osling is the 2012 Nurse of the Year, and she's got a tough job, but she does it well, and she has been named the Michigan Nurses Association in affiliation with LSJ.com, the Nurse of the Year. She's a McLaren nurse. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very privileged, honored, and humbled.